بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. الحمد لله، we finished tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha and now we want to start tafsir of second chapter of the Holy Quran, which is Surah Al-Baqarah and is longest surah of the Holy Quran. Because of Muharram, we didn't have session because we wanted to participate in Majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, before I'm starting tafsir of this chapter, I would like to draw your attention toward this point. As you know, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created space and time. Both of them are created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And He legislated, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala legislated some conditions or law or regulation or specific action for time or space. For example, He chose 1 month among all the times and He ordered us to fast during this time. So this time, which is Ramadan, is only for fasting. Why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't ask us to fast in Sha'ban? Actually, wajib fast is not mustahab fast. Recommended fast, you can fast whenever you want, except 2 days during or 3 days during the year. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala choose only this month for 30 days or 29 days for fasting, isn't it? And for place also, He choose certain place for worshipping, like Masjid al-Haram. And He ask us to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to do Hajj in that particular place. He could ask us, please do Hajj in your house, in your home, or in your country. You don't need to come to Mecca or Medina. No, He asked us to go to Mecca. Why? There should be a lot of reasons behind this particular place which Allah tabaraka, which choose by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One time which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala choose it for certain action, certain a'mal, is Muharram. Muharram, particularly 10 days of Muharram is for azadari, for mourning and crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. So if we spend all our time for azadari, we will benefit, we will not lose anything. I think we should not say this time, these 10 days, we should go for instance, do some worshipping of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or doing something else. No, that one is good. But the most important thing for during this time and these 10 days is azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Yes, salat has a lot of value and best thing which we can do it in our life. But it's not for these 10 days. Isn't it? Please, you will recite, and all of you, alhamdulillah, family with a'mal. A'mal of Laylatul Qadr. What is the a'mal of Laylatul Qadr? There are certain a'mal for Laylatul Qadr which you practice it and you implement it. There are certain a'mal, in particular a'mal for Eid al-Ghadir, for half of Sha'ban, this for Sha'ban, for 13 of Rajab, for Safar, for so and so. There are certain a'mal. For 10 days, first 10 days of Muharram, there are specific and particular amal and action which we should do it. And that one is azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. So sometimes shaitan will come to us, oh, why you do azadari up too late? Because we want them to wake up in the early morning and do their salat and so and so. No, this is shaitan. Those people who are doing azadari, they will wake up early in the morning. So, but this, how we say in Ramadan, Baharul Quran, Rabi'ul Quran. The time of Holy Quran. At that time, during Ramadan, we should recite more and more and more the verses of the Holy Quran. If we recite one chapter, this equals 10 chapters in other months. The chapter reciting of the Holy Quran is good, is recommended for all the time. But now if I recite only one chapter, this my reward is one chapter. But if I recite it in the month of Ramadan, it equals 10 times. Isn't it? Why? Because this time, particular time, is for particular a'mal, which one of a'mal is recitation of the Holy Quran. In the Muharram, particularly in the first night and first day of the Muharram, the best a'mal which we can do it is azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Recitation of Ziyarat al-Ashura is recommended, it's good for all the time. But if we do it in the first 10 days of Muharram, it has more value. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala choose these 10 days and particular days for particular and certain a'mal. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alif, Lam, Mim. As I mentioned earlier, every and each Bismillah of each chapter of the Holy Quran has certain meaning. When we translate Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we say in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate. But exactly there is difference between Bismillah in Surah Al-Fatiha, chapter Fatiha, and between Bismillah in Surah Al-Baqarah and between Surah Al-Imran, Surah Ma'idah, so and so. Every Bismillah has particular meaning according to the chapter of the Holy Quran, which this Bismillah is the first and first words of that chapter. But what is exactly that meaning? This is beyond of my understanding. I cannot understand. What is it? But according to the words, riwayat, and traditions of A'imma alayhim as-salam, there is difference between these Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which we have here. 114 Bismillah we have in the Holy Quran. 113 in the beginning of 113 words, chapter. Only Surah Al-Bara'ah, there is no Bismillah for it. But in Surah An-Nam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala repeated Bismillah twice. So we have 114. Each Bismillah has its own meaning. Okay. Surah Al-Baqarah. This chapter, according to some ulama scholars, revealed in Mecca. But I think this is not correct. We should say the chapter, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, has been revealed in Medina. Why? Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed verses of fasting, Hajj, and some other a'mal and Islamic law and Sharia in this surah. And we know, all of us know, that fasting and Sawm had been started in Medina, is not in Mecca. And Hajj also has been legislated in Medina, is not in Mecca. So according to this Islamic law, we realize and we understand that the Surah Al-Baqarah revealed in Medina and is not in Mecca. So we can say Surah Al-Baqarah is Madaniyun, descended in Medina and is not Makki. This chapter includes a lot of issues and problems and questions and different idea and doctrine about different issues and Islamic problems and questions. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained in this chapter about creation of Adam and Hawa, Eve, how created them, and how he created man and human being. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will explain about the paradise, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the paradise, and how he asked Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, his wife, to be in paradise, and later on he sacked them from paradise and brought them in this world. So what is that paradise? Inshallah we'll talk about the paradise which Adam was on it. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will explain in this chapter about the faith and believing in all the prophets. And will explain that there is no difference between the prophets and faith on the prophets. We should believe in all of them. And there are a lot. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained in this chapter about Hajj and the law of Hajj, the conditions of Hajj. We explain about fasting, the conditions of fasting, and there are a lot of things which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will explain about them in this particular chapter. So we cannot say the aim of this chapter exactly one thing, because we cannot combine all of these in one, under one umbrella. We cannot combine all of these different issue in under one umbrella. For instance, in Surah At-Tawheed, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدِ, we can say Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, his approach in this particular chapter is something else. Particular thing. In Surah At-Tawheed, he wants to describe the nature and the essence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Or in Surah Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab wa Tab, Allah, the approach is clear. We know what is the approach of this surah. In Surah Al-Jum'ah, the approach is clear. In Surah Al-Munafiqeen, the approach is clear. In Surah Al-Ham, the approach of the surah and achievement and aim is clear, because we can mention certain things as the approach and aim and purpose of that surah. But in Surah Al-Baqarah, we have different and a lot of things which we cannot combine all of them under one umbrella, and we mention that this is the aim and purpose of the surah. So I said so because there are some scholars and ulama who mention certain aim and purpose for this surah. Because of that, I said, no, we cannot combine all of them all under one umbrella. As you know, there are different names for chapters of the Holy Quran. For instance, first surah, its name Surah Al-Ham, Surah Al-Fatiha. Second chapter, its name is Surah Al-Baqarah. Third one, Surah Al-Saw. Fourth one, Surah Al-Saw, Surah Al-Isra, Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah Al-Imran, Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-Yasin. How? Of who named these chapters by these names? The nomination of these chapters. Who named these chapters? According to the word traditions and ahadith, these chapters were named by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, by the Prophet himself. The Prophet named the first chapter as a chapter of Surah Al-Fatiha, and second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah. And the name of this chapter derives from the history which mentioned in these chapters. Inshallah, we will talk about this history when we reach to the verses concerning this history. But I would like to mention summary of the history now. You know, there was a young man, and he was under care of his father. His father was very poor. Only he had a cow. Once, the father, slept. Some people came, and he was a businessman. They came to his son and they wanted to buy something, but he refused to sell to them. The son refused to sell to them that thing, and they were insisting on him to sell to them. He said, please, because my father is sleeping and I will not wake up him, so I cannot sell to you. Although it was very, very, very good business, because he could sell double or maybe more than 10 times of the price. Very good business. The businessman know what I'm saying. If you could sell for a stand 100 to 1,000 pounds, it's very good business. And it's halal, there is no problem. Because they were ready to pay for a particular thing this huge amount. But he refused. He said, I will not wake up my father. I will not disturb my father. When his father wake up and he narrated to him, his father said, he said, okay, but you could wake up me, because we lost this business. They went to somebody else and they bought from him. He said, no, I didn't want to disturb you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala replaced that huge business by this cow. How? A particular man was killed in Bani Israel. They wanted to know who is killer. They didn't know. They went to their prophet and they asked him, who is killer? And they started to ask a lot. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet, you ask them, they should buy particular cow and they should kill particular slaughter, particular calf, and after that they should put some part of that cow to the killed one and he will say who is the killer. So they came to the man and they asked, only he had that cow. They came to him and asked, how much is cow? He said, this cow is 1,000,000 pounds. Oh, cow is not 1,000 pounds. He said, no, If you want to buy it, this is the amount which I'm ready to sell it. They were agree, and they bought it by that amount. Look at it. £1,000, and he sold it £1,000,000. And they got and they received that amount. Why? Only because of one thing. Respecting the father. Should not forget. Even because of that particular action, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala named one chapter of his book by that particular history. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to all the time alarm us, please, O youth, don't forget. This is the result of respecting father. I remember I went to Mecca with my father some years ago, maybe 12 years ago. We were in Mina, and because I went, my father couldn't come to Maslah for sacrificing sheep. I, with some of our friends, went and we slaughtered sheep. And when we came back, a particular man, he paid for all of us. And after that, he came back to get his money, because he doesn't have money. When he came and he went to my father, he asked him, okay, I paid $500 for you, and I bought a big sheep for you. My father thanked him and said, okay. Now, wait, I want to give to you your money. He said, okay, thank you very much. Give my money. My father went to his back to take the money. He said, there is no money. He took all his money with him from Mecca to Mena, and he put in his bag. But when he wanted to take off money, there is no money. Somebody took it. Oh. What happened? Now maybe the people will think I didn't want to give to them money, and I'm telling them lies. And he had a lot of money. He wanted to buy gift, he wanted to pay everything. Now there is nothing, and we were passengers, so we don't have anybody to give us money. He shocked. I saw the situation of my father, the condition of my father. After 2 minutes, I came. I said, oh, what happened to you with my father? I said, oh, where is my money? My money has been lost. What is it? Said, no, don't worry, I took your money. But you didn't tell me. I forget to tell you, because I afraid maybe if your money will be in your bag, you will forget your bag to take with you, or somebody will come and will take it. So I took all your money with me. He asked me, how much is it? I said, I don't know, because I didn't account it. So, with me. Now I will pay to the man, and I asked man, please come here. And I took him back and said, please. Because my money also was with my father. I told him, please, don't say anything, I will pay to you. He said, okay, no, please, I don't want money. He said, but don't think, go to my father and say, your son paid to me, thank you very much. Okay, and I could get some money some money from my friend, and I came to my father, please, your money is with me, whenever you want, I will give to you. Whenever he tried to find out how much is the money, I didn't know, and I didn't inform him. We came back to Iran after one year, I informed him. I told him, do you remember that at that time your money lost and I told you, yes, it was with me. Said, yes, I remember. Said, I told the lie. Said, oh, really? Said, yes. Because I saw your situation and I thought to tell you lie. Said, okay, thank you very much. But even now, if you didn't tell me, it was better for you. But you spoil your amal by mentioning it. If you didn't mention your action and it was still secret, it was better for you. Because Allah knew. Allah knew your behavior towards me. Now I cannot do anything and I will not replace your money and I will not give you anything. Said, yes, I didn't tell you to get my money back. Said, yes, I will not give you back. And you didn't tell me to get it back. But if you didn't tell me, Allah gives you better and more and more and more. But unfortunately, you didn't keep quiet and you spoil your amal. Yes. Respecting the father and mother is something which we don't know the value of it. Maybe you heard this history. A young man came to the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, and he said, oh, Prophet, I am sinner. Please clean me, purify me, and I want to do tawbah. How I can do tawbah? I want to repent to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I have a lot of sin. The Prophet told him, please go to your mother and respect her and ask her to do dua for you, to pray for you. He replied that my mother passed away. Said, okay, now go to your father. He said, unfortunately, my father also passed away. Said, okay, go to the grave of your mother. To grave and qabr of your mother. And you ask her to do dua for you, to pray for you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive you because of your mother. I had teacher, ustad, and lecturer who was teaching us philosophy. He narrated this history for me. It's not only for me, in the class. And he said, I wasn't smart, because he was very smart. He was very, very smart. He said, in the beginning, I wasn't smart. Unfortunately, I was repeating every class 2 or 3 years. Because I couldn't pass my exam. Never. Never I could pass my exam. All F. He was saying this was my condition. And my father was carpenter. All the time he was taking me to his job and his shop. And he was asking me to help him. And he was beating me a lot. And he was telling me, please, you cannot understand anything. Don't go to the school. Come and work with me. My father passed away. And I was 25 years old. I couldn't study well. But I was interested in Islamic studies. When my father passed away, I started every night and every day after my salat to do some salat for my father instead of my father. For example, when I was doing my salat al-subh, I was offering 2 rak'ah for my father. Salat al-dhuhr, I was doing 4 rak'ah for my father also. Salat al-asr also is the same. Salat al-maghrib also. Every day, as I'm doing my salat, I was doing for my father. After 1 year, I saw my father in my dream. He came to me and he was crying. And he was telling me, oh my son, may Allah bless you. Allah gives you barakah. Allah protect you. Allah gives you what you wish. Allah increase your knowledge. Allah gives you wide mind and fikr, aql, intellect. Because you protected me from fire and from my sin. Thank you very much. I wake up. When I came to Hawza, because I was in Hawza, but I couldn't understand anything. When my staff started to teach, I realized I understand everything. It's not like yesterday. I understand whatever my teacher says, and I started to criticize him. In the beginning, my teacher knew me, I'm nothing. He told me, shut up, sit down, don't speak. I repeated my question. Said, please sit down, don't speak more. I repeated also, third my question. He listened to me. He realized that I'm not telling wrong. Said, okay. Following day, he realized that I'm better than him. And he told me, please don't come here. I cannot teach you. Go somewhere else. After that I came, I realized I don't need any teacher. Whatever I read, I can understand it. And the book which you were teaching us, he didn't learn it, he didn't study it with any teacher, which was very difficult. And philosophy called book, but he was teaching us because of his father. So, there is no matter your father alive or not, your mother alive or not, but if you respect your father and your mother, Allah will reward you, will give you better. Sorry, I have gone far from our tafsir, but I'm interested to give you another history. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of Iran, he said, I was young. My father was old man and he was in Mashhad. I came from Mashhad to Qom. And I started my study in Hawza of Qom. And I was very smart. All my lecturer, teacher and ustad were interested in me and they were encouraging me a lot. I got letter from my father. That time we didn't have telephone. I got letter from my father that my father was sick. And he was seriously sick. I went back to Mashhad and I saw him. He's suffering from his eyes. I came back to Qom and I went to Tehran to find out a specialist doctor for eyes. I got appointment with the doctor and I brought my father from Mashhad to Tehran, and doctor did operation to my father. I took my father back to Mashhad, but gradually my father lost his eyes and he couldn't see anything, he couldn't recite anything, so he was in the house. I had other brothers and they were in Mashhad with my father. They were helping him. But my father attached to me. He loved me a lot. This took 1 month or 2 months. I came back to Qom and I started to continue my study. I narrated my situation with some ulama and I told them, please, this is my situation. Should I go back to Mashhad to be with my father or should I stay here? All of them were agree and they told me, you should stay here. Don't go anyway. Because you are our hope. We depend on you in the future. You will be for Islam, Marja, Mujtahid, Ayatollah, and very big scholar, great Islamic scholar. I said, okay, I will stay here. Because I should learn. Once I went to Tehran, there was a certain man. He wasn't alim, but he was pious. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removed the ketin and hijab from his eyes and his heart. He could see something which we cannot see. I went to him and I narrated my situation to him and I told him, this is my situation. What I should do? Should I go back to my father? Well, there are some other my brothers and there are some other people who are helping my father. Oh, I should stay here in Qom and continue my study because of Islam, because of Allah. And my lecturer are saying, your future is bright and light. He told me, come after Salat, I will respond to you. I said, okay. After Salat, I went to him and I asked him, please, what I should do? He told me, please go back to your father. And Allah will give you whatever He wants to give you in Qom, if you stay in Qom. But He will give you more than what He will give you if you stay in Qom and study in Qom. And I went back to my father. And I was very sad at that time because I didn't have good teacher. I didn't have good friends. There wasn't good school in Mashhad. But because he told me, I came to my hometown and I was helping and supporting my father. I was reading books for him and whenever he wanted to go, I was carrying him with me and I was taking his hand and I waited with him. So, and he told us, he said, if I was in Qom, nobody knows me now. What I could be? Maybe I could be good writer, like others, like thousands of ulama who wrote a lot of books. But look, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what has done to him. Who is he? What is his position at the moment? There is no higher position than him in Iran, isn't it? If we respect our father or our mother, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring another cow for us. And he will encourage some people to come and buy very good cow for us by good money. Okay. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala named this chapter cow, Baqara. Baqara means cow because of respecting that boy. Because Allah wanted us to remember the boy all the time. Okay. This chapter starts by these terms. Alephon, Lamun, Min. What is the meaning of Aleph, Lam, Min? There are a lot of explanation about these terms. But exactly, what is this? We don't know. It has been said, these are code. Code. Do you know password? Code. Secret. Between Allah and His Prophet, His Messenger. Between Allah and the Prophet. So if we know, it will not be caught. It will not be secret. Secret is something which we don't have access to. If we have access to and we understand it, so it is not secret. It is not caught. Because it's something which is nobody has any type of access to it. So these alephon, lamon, mimon are secret and code between Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His messenger. But there are a lot of explanation about this, which I think we are over time, and we explain about them in next session. This is the time. Should I stop? Okay, thank you very much.
The story that you gave about yourself and your father.
Yes.
When you told him, was it intention that because you had lied to him, you wanted to correct yourself, or is there more obligation in such cases to correct yourself?
Actually, at that time, I told him a lie, which is haram. I shouldn't do, but I did it. Sorry. I told him I took it. Because actually, his health was under pressure. Maybe he had a lot of problems. Maybe we should take him in the hospital. It's not because of money only, because maybe the people are thinking he's telling them lie while he's old man.
Salam. You mentioned that the first 10 days of Muharram under the Arayin, the Tawaf of the 10 days. What about Ashur Zayn Biya? You said what type of Tawaf is in that? What type of Amal is for that?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I want to thank you very much for this question. Please, these days which belong to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the best thing which we can do is azadari of Imam Hussein. Look at the action and a'mal of a'imma alayhi salatu wa salam. From beginning of Muharram, they were starting to cry on Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam and reciting ziyara of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam. These 2 months, Muharram and Safar, like Ramadan. Ramadan specifically for fasting. Muharram and Safar for azadari. The best thing which we can do is azadari. Either we recite Ziyarat Ashura, which is best ziyara, or we participate in majalis, if there is majalis. And we remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is the best thing which we can do during this time.
Thank you.
Salaam alaikum.
You know, you mentioned the story of this boy and the cow, and that is how the name of this surah has come from this story. And you also mentioned that there are so many different messages in this surah. We cannot say that there is a central theme for this surah, but by naming it, it doesn't give an indication that this is the central theme, and then the other things which are mentioned in the surah is around it or somehow implementing it. Can we derive that sort of meaning because of this naming and having the central theme to it, and then the other parts of, as you mentioned, so many different messages from the surah?
Yes, thank you very much for this question. And this question needs a lot of explanation. Only I wanted to on point to some of aspects of the question. There is disagree between ulama and scholars about the Holy Quran and chapters of the Holy Quran. Some of them say that there is link and relationship between all verses of one chapter. There is exactly certain link and relationship between chapters. And all verses in one chapter aim one thing. And they target one thing. This is the opinion some our scholar. Even my teacher was saying he had a teacher in Najaf. He passed away maybe 100 years ago. He was saying that. He was saying, I'm not memorizing the Holy Quran. But if you separate the terms of the Holy Quran in Kalimat al-Quran, although I'm not memorizing, but I can rearrange it. Because of the relationship between Kalimat and terms and words of the Holy Quran. He knew grammar and literature of the Holy Quran. There are some ulama also saying the same thing. There is certain aim and relation between verses of the Holy Quran. And the center of these verses in one chapter is the name of that chapter, like Baqarah. So these verses centralized by that verse and that aim, which is respecting all for instance in Surah An-Nam or Surah Yasin and so on and so. But this is one opinion and idea of some ulama. But there are some other ulama like Allama Tabatabai, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, and a lot of ulama saying no, it's not necessary to be relationship and particular links between verses of the one chapter, verses of them. And there is no necessity to be one center, and for example, the name of the chapter is the center of that surah and aim and target of that surah. No, it's not necessary. For example, if we want to look at this chapter, there is explanation about Hajj. There is explanation about fasting. There is explanation about the creation of Adam. What is the common thing between all of these different issues, different things? Do you have one common which is include everything and to be under one particular thing? No, you don't have it. Because of that I said, no. We can have different messages, different topics, different things and statements in one chapter.
Sheikh, if the Prophet named these chapters, why some chapters have more than one name?
Because he named them two ways. Because there are two things which are very important. And it has been mentioned but
sorry, on this, we were talking one more thing about the secrets of Iqlamim and Kafaya.
Yes.
You mentioned that Allah doesn't want us to know the secret, but why mention it in the first place? The best secret is something that you don't even know it exists.
Because he wanted to say this is a miracle. He wanted to tell us there is also some secret between Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger. He wanted to wonder us. He wanted to confuse us. This is one tafsir of this. Another tafsir, Allah Ta'ala wants to say to us that please, there is rice, water, salt, and oil. Okay? If you give it to me, when I cook, even I will not eat. Nobody can eat it. But if I give it to Mr. Safarov's wife, he will cook very well. We want to eat even dishes. Relax. The same rice, the same oil, the same water, the same salt, isn't it? But the cooker is different. Allah wants to say, you have these terms, this letter, alifun, lamun, mimun, ta'un, sa'un, za'un, you have it. But the Holy Quran also made by these letters, but you cannot bring like that. Although you have it, but you cannot drink it. Point. For instance, in Persian language, we have Hafiz, maybe you heard his name. Or Masnavi Mawlana, they have him. Or Sa'adi, but who can drink like him? He's not bringing letters from sky or from heaven. No, this is the same letter. But I cannot make statement. Even if I write a letter to you, you cannot understand what I wrote. But when you write to me, I enjoy. I want to read it several times. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wanted to mention that this holy book made by these letters, but you cannot bring like that. Inshallah, next week we'll explain about this more.
اللهم صل على محمد